Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Terror Chat, the Night Zone on blogtalkradio.com. This is a live event.
Please don't say it.
Entering the Night Zone. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madam and messieurs. Welcome to Terror Chat, thinking outside of the box. This is the Night Zone. My name is Colin Knight. It's a pleasure to be here tonight. Boy, we got a good show for you. Tonight, we look back on the major blog stories of the Endless Journey blog with Chris Hawley. Tell you what, recharge your glasses, get comfortable. We'll be right back.
Chris Hawley from Endless Journey and the Night Zone. Are there ETs living in the Chilean desert? How about the glowing creature seen in Elk County, Pennsylvania? Read about Ricky Wills' amazing reincarnation or the spirits that live in Sally's house. Add in UFO sightings, Bigfoot encounters, and great interviews right here with Colin Knight. Visit Endless Journey and the Night Zone. Just Google Endless Journey Chris Hawley or
Terror Chat
on blogtalkradio.com.
See you soon.
This is Terror Chat. You're in the Night Zone. Call it on. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Colin Knight.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, madam and messieurs. Welcome to the Night Zone. This is a live event. Tonight we have a very, very special guest. In the Night Zone we have with us live one of the busiest writers on the internet, a major contributor to many internet sites around the world, as well as a regular with the Night Zone. And we have with us tonight Chris Hawley from Endless Journeys. Good evening, Chris Hawley. Welcome back to the zone.
Well, hello, Colin, Knight of the Canadian Rockies. How are you?
Yeah.
Good to be back.
It's good to have you here tonight, Chris. You have been busy. I tell you, trying to catch up to you to get an on-air interview with you is next to impossible. Recently, you were on UPRN 105.3 FM in New Orleans, and also... you simulcasted on the Paranormal Radio Network. Impressive.
Oh, yes. It was a great interview. I had a wonderful time. The host, I guess, read every story I've ever written because she kept me talking. But we had a great deal of fun. It was wonderful.
And that was a two-hour show, was it not?
Yes, it was. It was a two-hour show, and it was a wonderful show. I enjoyed myself very much. In fact, I will be doing another there in February.
Well, good for you. I heard lots of great things about those guys over there. They do some amazing stuff. It's all about getting the information out, getting the word out there to the populace. And, you know, you're doing your bit. And I got to tell you, UPRN 105.3 FM New Orleans to our listeners. If you get the opportunity after the show tonight, go up there. I'm sure the show will be up on archive. So it was an exciting opportunity for you, Chris. And by the looks of it, by the sounds of it, I know the Night Zone is getting all kinds of hits today. So I'm sure the blog has been getting hit too.
Yes, it has. And my email system is humming. The readers and listeners have been really taking time and sending me their stories, their thoughts, their predictions. And I'm just running as fast as I can to keep up with everything and everyone.
Well, there's no doubt. Reading the stories, being an avid reader of your blog, I got to tell you that you got me hooked. You had me hooked on the first story when you scared the pants off me with the lizard dude, and I've been hooked ever since, I think.
You know, that seems to be a story that sticks with everyone. I am questioned everywhere by everyone about that reptile creature and what happened that day. I think it's something that you most would not want to have happen to you. So to hear someone tell you it happened to them is very interesting, because I'm asked about it constantly. And I'm just glad it's behind me and not ahead of me. And I pray I never have to run up against that again. But that was a big story and one that people seem to want to hear about.
Oh, absolutely. I know, like I say, the first show we did, you scared the daylights out of me. Hey, Chris, while I have you here, as you know, over the years, the Zone has gone through a lot of manifestations, some a little bit better than others, and we've dabbled in a lot of Internet areas, as you are aware. We've used the Internet chat for research projects, and I got to admit, Chris, I'm a little amused at some of the Internet chat areas who are really incapable of understanding that even their precious politics and social events are governed by a universal law which seems to transcend these minor political flavors. You know, I don't know if you're aware or not, but some areas have even declared you and I persona non grata.
Well, you know what? Stuff happens. What can I say?
So why do you... Go ahead.
Go on. What I want to say is you brought up something and made a point right now that just really hit me. These Internet chats, in the beginning, I thought were just like better than sliced bread. Here is the opportunity to take this tool and spread out information and knowledge and share and make good friends and everyone be able to, you know, touch everyone else and get all this knowledge from them and information, and it would be so great. And the opposite happened. They became very locked down, closed type of societies where no free thought is allowed in many of them. And that's so sad, because the tool was put there for the complete opposite use. And although you do find areas where it's wonderful and, you know, information is shared and people get along and conversations take place, they're far and few between. And it's also, I find that the metaphysical and paranormal rooms and places like that on all the chat systems, I find that people are a bit more willing to sit and listen. Of course, you have people that come in and torment them and torture them, but the people handle it, and they handle it nicely in those areas. But I enjoy those rooms. It's, first of all, my subject matter, but I find the people greatly opened to new ideas and theories and information, and willing to sit and share and let the people talk about experiences. Where in some of the other areas of, you know, Chatland, well, I don't have to tell you, they're a little rough of a ride.
So why do you think there continues to be this resistance of paranormal activity information or ET events? You know, why are they so resistant to truth and historical warnings? Why do you think that is?
Well, we were talking about that a bit last night. And my idea of this is that we've been trained and we willingly allowed this to happen to us. And as far as the paranormal is concerned, I truly believe that the public has been trained, brainwashed, I don't care how you want to say it. I prefer the word trained. Trained to have two reactions. Fear, which is understandable, or humor, laugh at it, reject it, humiliate the person, ridicule. Right. It's either one or the other. And that's by training. People follow what the other guy does, and the people have been trained by the media, whatever it might be, that got us to this point, to have either or those reactions. When I think humans are basically curious and do not understand why in this subject, in this area, the paranormal, they choose to be closed down, withdrawn, fearful I can understand, or just ridicule, humiliate, and bully anyone that claims to have had a paranormal experience, when it's to their benefit if they had the opposite approach and said, you know what, tell me what happened to you, I want to understand it, how did you deal with it, because it could happen to me one day, and I want to know what to do. So why we got here, I'm not sure. How we got here was we allowed ourselves to be trained, and we just blindly followed along. I think it's time we picked it up a notch and broke that and decided to say, no, tell me what happened to you, I want to know. And what are you laughing at this guy for? He had an experience, I want to hear it. People have to start to stand up and say, listen, I'm curious about this. So if you're going to just laugh it off and act like a jerk, go over there in the corner, but right now I want to hear it. If one person does that, two people do that, everyone starts to do that, then the truth will start to emerge, and these experiences will come out, and we will be able to get to the bottom of many of these subjects. But until then, as long as we keep the blinders on and follow the breadcrumbs left for us without question, we're going to stay in the dark.
Yeah, I think in all fairness, your research and my research on the internet, on internet chat especially, has unearthed some very interesting people. The two people that come to mind instantly, of course, is the UFO Matt story, which we also did live, and Amy, the real-life pagan witch, who brought us the story on the IPV, the Internet Psychic Vampires. That was fascinating.
Yes, yes. Both of those guests are very fascinating. Amy is a very interesting, level, balanced woman, and I think her tag, Pagan Witch, immediately, because people don't understand it, don't research it, are not sure what it means, take to it in the wrong way, when she is really a earthbound, balanced human who believes in meditation and being at one with the universe and her earth, and well, you know. And she is a very balanced, level-headed person. And she does understand that there are people, and she explained to us, that are aggressively go after your energy and do try to soak it up. And it comes to mind, you know, everyone knows somebody that when you see them coming, you look the other way because, you know, in a half hour you're going to be so drained from being in their presence that you're going to have to go lay down. Well, she also, you know, explained to us how that can be done on the Internet. As soon as we got the cams and the voice options, we were prey for these type of people, and they go in and they use it. So,
well, I think what's fascinating is right after we did the IPV story, that's when you and I became persona non grata in many of the areas. So this might be a good time to remind our listeners that if you do have or have had a strange experience which you would like to share in anonymity with readers of the Endless Journey blog and the dozens of sites that Chris contributes to, they can contact you directly at chrishawley@ymail.com. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I respond to all my emails. So please, it's Chris Hawley, you know, one word, chrishawley@ymail.com. Not only do I want to hear your stories, I also usually take and pay attention to subjects that maybe three or four people experienced as the same thing as one experience. I collect those and will print them without your IDs. I protect your names. I predict your IDs. I would never do that to anyone. It's your story that I want to share with the public. Right. And remember, you may be a grown adult and tell a story and explain how you dealt with it in a good way that a 20-year-old might read, and you may save someone's life, quite frankly, because some people are, you know, they see a light, they want to walk to it and make themselves available under it, and things like that are not good ideas, and you can read how to actually handle them by reading all these reports from these people. So knowledge is the key to life, and it's no different with subjects of the paranormal. The more you learn, the more you understand, the more you share in what other people went through, the better equipped you will be to deal with it in your lifetime. And oh yes, you will probably, odds have it, deal with at least one paranormal experience in your lifetime. I have a friend, I won't say who it is, Colin Knight.
Hold on a second, because I've got Hans jumping up and down waving papers at me, and we all know what that means.
I'll be good.
On the 13th of March, weird happenings in the skies over Phoenix, and no one seems to be able to explain what it was.
Strange bright lights seen over the skies of Arizona gets a lot of people wondering what the heck.
After 8 p.m., hundreds, maybe thousands of Arizonans reported seeing a triangular-shaped object with three to thousands of people
saw more than stars in the night sky.
The mystery remains unsolved and controversial.
The people who saw the lights will say the lights were orange, they were bright, and they were big, and they were like nothing they've ever seen before. And there's been no official explanation.
This didn't look like anything I've ever seen in my life.
The bigger question is not, is there a phenomenon? What is this?
This is Terror Chat. You're in the night zone. Call it all night.
We all have busy lives and can't always get to the computer at a set time, date, place, and events. So what do you do? Well, blogtalkradio.com have come up with the idea. Using your RSS feed, all the archives that Blog Talk Radio provides, you can listen to your favorite show anytime you wish. All you have to do is go to blogtalkradio.com, go to your favorite show page, hopefully it's Terror Chat, and download the archive, choose the show that you want to listen to, or tune in to the RSS feed and listen to us live. You'll be glad you did. And you will be glad you did, because I tell you, we got lots of stuff going down on Terror Chat, the Night Zone, in the next couple of months. As soon as we move into 2009, of course, we will be announcing our lineup for the late winter, early spring season. And we have with us tonight Chris Holly from Endless Journey Blog. Chris, the holiday season is especially important, at least I think it is. There's so many negative social events taking place around this world that the message of Christmas should be more important today than ever before, yet it seems that it's been pushed back to a long list of ponderings.
I agree with you. I agree with you completely. And that's why I had a interview with the Angel Man, which I know you are going to do a show with also, and try to remind people that we need to move ahead in a positive light, look at our blessings, and understand the world around us with a lot less hate. And I do hope that all of you really are filled with blessings and love and peace for the new year. And, you know, don't know what to say other than turn your back on the hatred and decide to start a new day. We need to leave what's been going on behind us, but we need to do it in leaps and bounds, not in little baby steps, as far as I'm concerned. So, you know, next time you have a hateful, jealous, enraged thought or feeling, try to realize that maybe you're out of balance and need to rethink where you're coming from. Or maybe you've just been spending too much time with your own personal
Internet psychic vampire.
Psychic vampires, I don't even remember this. Because they can take and poison you. So, you know, be aware of these things, people, and look up and ahead and find the light.
I think you talked in one of your stories about the balance, and we will get to that in a little while. Now, I interrupted you regarding a story you were about to tell me about
a friend of yours. Yes. I have a friend. He was a semi-skeptic. He knew these things took place in the paranormal, but never happened to him. And he's a policeman. He's a very serious, very strong, wonderful man. But he was very this way or that until he had his very own big paranormal experience with his guardian angel. And this will be one of my big stories. I'm going to publish it next week for this season because I think it's a beautiful story. And it's a one that gives light and love and hope. And I know it changed this man. So that will be coming up next week. I think that's going to go up on my site.
This is a policeman that had a paranormal event or had a life-changing event that made him a believer?
Yes, I believe so. It's a great story.
Those hairs are going up. I tell you what, let's switch some quick pace here. And one of your recent stories, Chris... the hairs on my arms went up just reading it, and it was about the Christmas decorating story. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
That is a strange story, and this
is
so true. It's just the true story. I know these people. I know about this. It's a true thing that's going on. There are people here on Long Island, and they bought a house from that they've been in over 30 years from a young couple that had a divorce. It was a young family owned the house originally, had it built with grandpa, and the grandfather lived upstairs. The couple were fine. They had a couple of kids, and they lived there with grandfather upstairs, and he had a few rooms upstairs. And then the young man fell to, you know, drinking, and the marriage dissolved, and the old man ended up in an old folks' home, miserable and unhappy, and passed away. These new people bought the home, and after the man passed away, he stayed alive for a few years, and they had no problem in that. As soon as he passed on, they started having ghostly visits from, I believe, it's this grandpa, this old man, and he used to be a heavy pipe smoker, and they would hear their front door opens, especially every holiday season. When anything like, you know, Christmas especially, Easter, times like that when families would gather, their front door would open through the whole thing. They'd hear someone marching up their stairs, walking around in the rooms overhead, and a strong, overpowering smell of pipe tobacco, which my grandfather was a pipe smoker, so I knew immediately what they were talking about. And this goes on all the time. I know that it happened for 30 years, and they did nothing about it. I recently ran into this neighbor, and I said to her, joking, because I figured, oh, it's got to be done, how are you doing with your, you know, your holiday guest, your ghost?
Right.
And just as if I said, so how's the dog doing? she said, oh, God, he's back stronger than ever. He's marching around the house now. But he picked it up a notch because we're doing a little bit of painting and renovating, and he never likes that when we change the house. So now he's also in the kitchen slamming the cabinet doors when we're in the den watching TV. Well, I was just, like, startled. And she told me the whole story of it, and they just take it. He said they don't, it does not harm them. They do not feel fear or any type of bad feeling from him other than that Grandpa wants to stay in his home where he was once very happy. I also put in the story, because it struck me so funny, is we were in a store when I ran into her, and I happened to glance down when we were parting, as I said, you know, wishing everyone well, and she had just purchased those red stockings where you put the names on the top, and she had the family's name. She had a lot of them in the basket, and I did see one that said Grandpa.
Oh, good luck.
I knew that they didn't have a living grandfather. I kind of figured it was for the ghost. I love this family and their approach to it. And they don't wish to chase him or ask him to leave. They feel if this is his happiness and he needs to stay, when he's ready to go, he'll go. And I find that fascinating.
And he's benevolent. So, I mean, it's not as if... You know, he's not hurting anybody, and he just happens to be present. Am I correct? He just stumps around and makes himself known that everybody knows that he's there, and he's just staking his claim, I guess. It's the only place he's ever known, right? So.
Well, he also had a huge rose garden in front of the house, and she was not much of a gardener, nor was her husband. However, over all these years, those roses remain outstanding. They're spectacular. And they just say, well, Grandpa keeps tending them, because they certainly don't. So they have an unusual view of it. Let's put it that way.
Well, I tell you, Chris, our crack research team here at the Terror Chat, they printed out every single story that you've ever written on the Endless Journey blog, and they attempted to highlight some storylines and some bits to help me with tonight's discussion. I received 349 pages of yellow highlighted papers. So instead of using the program notes that the research gang has given me, I'm going to basically wing it, and I'm just going to go by my recollection and our chats. And Hamster's just had a heart attack, and he's grabbing the network phone, so we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Chris Holly from Endless Journey and the Night Zone. Find out about the abduction of two people in New York who are simply trying to drive home, or the alien bloodletting rituals of the Mayans. Find out what happened to investigators on the infamous Mount Misery Road, or their encounter at the deserted Kings Park Mental Institution. Decide if the reptile hiding in the teenager's room was from this world or beyond. Watch for the ghostly experience of the New York City policeman. And then tune in to Terror Chat The Night Zone, hosted by Colin Knight on Blog Talk Radio. Watch and listen as Colin interviews those who live the stories we write about, plus many other great guests. Visit Endless Journey The Night Zone and listen to our show while browsing our articles. Just Google Chris Holly, Endless Journey, or Blog Talks, Terror Chats, The Night Zone. See you there if you dare.
You're in the Night Zone with Colin Knight.
Things that go bump in the night. Have you ever had those moments where you know something like that? Have you ever had those times where you think you see a flash of a person or a shadow? You delve into the inner sanctum of paranormal activities. Paranormal at its best, with some of the brightest and the best investigators in North America. Come with us on a journey, possibly an enlightenment.
Coming soon. Watch for the listings.
In the Night Zone, we'd like to know what you think. So we open the phone lines each live session, and tonight is no different.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
If you are a registered listener, you can come to our virtual studio by clicking the chat button on the Terror Chat blog talk page, and just click on the talk to host button.
347-324-3287. Call in now. 347-324-3287. All
All background music and bumps heard on TerraChat can be found at GarageBand.com. Support your local artists.
Things that go bump in the night. Have you ever had those moments? Paranormal at its best. Come with us on a journey.
Coming soon. Watch for the listings. 347-324-3287. 347-324-3287. Or in the night zone. Your host, Colin Knight.
And as we come back from the bottom of the hour break, and Hans is sweating profusely and making me promise that I will not go overtime tonight, so we will have to stick to the one-hour show, Chris. But the story about the UN wanting a defense system and planning for a cataclysmic collision with meteorites and off-world issues, I found that one fascinating.
Well, Colin, don't you think it's about time?
Yeah.
I mean, isn't this like long overdue, and well, it's about time you got to it? I think it's one of the most, you know, important issues of our time. That and protecting ourselves or being aware of the fact that lots of things like a gamma ray burst could hit us, and we should have some type of, you know, arrangements for whatever population could survive from any of those type of things. But I think my comment on it all is, well, it's about time. Absolutely.
Well, it could happen at any moment, at any time, with the amount of debris, man-made or otherwise, that's floating around our planet. You know, the disaster planning on a galactic scale, I mean, it just has to be done. And I commend Rusty Schweikert for coming up with this at the UN and making the international community pay attention. I think it's about time, like you said. I thought we would have that when the Hubble went up, to be honest with you, and I was very disappointed when there was a signed treaty that the United States and Russia and the rest would not weaponize space. But I think they missed the mark. I think instead of aiming the weapons at Earth, they do need to weaponize space, but I think they need to aim it outwards, especially if we've got something coming close.
Well, there's a lot of different things. I don't know even if the weapons would be the correct approach. It might be that we need to push them away, you know, use gravity or sails or just energy, go and actually push them, like you'd push a shopping cart, right, push them in a different degree away from us. But it's necessary. I know we're overloaded with the things that we need to do, and we are under such terrible pressure right now, all over the earth with all the situations that are happening. But this is necessary. I mean, what's the sense of fixing everything else if something like this would do us in a day?
Yeah.
So, you know, we have to be aware that they are a necessary evil that we need to deal with. And, you know, we have to build something to protect us from what may come. And we have to build on Earth some type of protection from other things that may hit us and cause us great harm. But I think we're only getting to that point now. Let's first get to the point where we can discuss these things without it being, you know, taboo, and be open, yeah, and understand that paranormal is science we basically do not understand, just like we thought the world was flat. Well, we first certainly learned that's not true. Well, all these things that seem to terrify us are just things that have not been explained to us yet. But we do need to protect ourselves from, you know, the rest of the universe, because it does come slinging by us, and some of them very close, if not too close.
So why do you think it is that all of a sudden, I mean, we've heard of the stories of the Russians and what have you. The Russians actually announced today that next year they'll be sending
a rover to Mars to have a look around. Why do you think all of a sudden these nations have suddenly become interested in space? I mean, they are looking at actually deflecting asteroids with huge solar powered sails and what have you. They've been testing all these things surreptitiously. And do you think they know something that we don't?
No, I think we all know it. It's just that we haven't done anything about it because we were not advanced enough to do it on a worldwide basis. And again, if we would join together on these things, we'd make much quicker processes, proceed much better and quicker and be able to handle it in a stronger fashion. But humans as we are and warlike as we are and you know, split in so many different levels, we're doing it piece by piece, each area of the world in our own way. Right. I don't know if in this particular case you should look at it as a, you know, country nationalist type of subject. I think it's the Earth against what's out there, and we have to get that through our heads that there are some subjects where it's the Earth, not little pieces of the sections of the Earth, but the entire Earth against what may be. It could be a natural force. It could be another group of beings. It could be another dimension. We don't know. But, you know, at one point, to join the universal community, you have to understand we will join it as Earthlings, not as separate little categories. And I know people are going to be angry at me for saying that, but it's just the truth. So, you know, if you're angry at me, that's fine. But when we're talking about the cosmos, we're talking about something very different.
Well, the way I look at it is, while people are angry at Colin Knight or hostile or whatever, then they're leaving somebody else alone. So I feel like I'm doing something of a value to mankind. I don't know if I would have paid as much attention to this UN story if we hadn't have had a meteorite fly over Alberta and crash into thousands of pieces that almost caused almost a gold rush. There were people all over the place in Alberta and Saskatchewan looking for this meteorite that landed a few weeks ago, and they found some of the pieces, which was amazing. And that kind of tweaked my interest, if you will, a little bit more than what I would normally, because I thought to myself, what would we do? How could we stop that? Could we stop it? And if we can't stop it, should we be able to? I mean, all of those questions, you know, resonate when you see a meteorite and a big, massive ball of fire come flying across the area in which you live. It's horrifying. It just blows everything out of the water, because you ask the experts and they go, well, we don't know, and that's all you get.
Well, I do believe something big enough to end us or reduce our population down to a smidgen, we definitely will see coming. We just have to be prepared to have enough time, and that we will have enough time if we have the technology ready to go push it away, go take and pull it with gravity a few degrees in a different direction. We will be able to deal with these things if we start now developing and having that technology ready and at hand. I think that we need to really rethink our priorities on this earth and consider the fact that these things will happen and we need to be prepared. So what do we want to do? Keep fighting with each other, or to decide to survive as a species and protect ourselves against things like that? So we're almost there. We're almost civilized to the point to understand our place in the universe. But right now, I think we forget, and we are focused on the only creatures on Earth are these beings known as humans, and we don't consider that, you know, there's much more for us to think about. We just seem like locked in that area. However, those meteors, which just happened to you in Canada, they're going to keep coming. So, you know, we need to really rethink how we deal with life and ultimately death. And what, do we want to just continue struggling and wrestling here on the ground and keeping our heads literally in the sand, or do we want to understand for us to survive as a planet, as a group, as, you know, a subculture, earthlings, humans? We need to, you know, kick it up a notch.
Yeah. The first thing I thought of when this meteorite story hit was a quatrain of Nostradamus that claims that fire will fall from the skies and this and that, and I can't quite remember the quatrain number, but it is quite powerful. And when you look at this meteorite, the way it came in and the way it crashed, and it makes you wonder whether Nostradamus was seeing something that he was seeing.
Yeah, but that happens constantly. In fact, if you want to find a piece of a meteorite, go on any beach or go out in the woods and walk around and look till you find a little black piece of something and pick it up and have it analyzed. I'm positive you would find it to be from somewhere else other than this Earth. So we are constantly showered with that, and I can't really give him a lot of credit for realizing that that happens. However, he said other things that are very interesting, but so have all the prophecies. They all talk about things, and amazingly to me, they all seem to all have similar aspects to them, like the two suns and the population decreasing and, you know, terrible climatic changes. They all come from a different place and a different time, but end up warning us of the same thing. And
right.
That, to me, is extremely interesting. Before
yeah.
we go on any further,
yep.
Colin, let me bring up that I'm collecting predictions from all of you, all the listeners, all the readers, everyone from every walk of life. Please
cool.
send me your gut feelings. I don't think you're all psychics and everything, but you all have feelings what this new 2009 is going to mean to us. I will not use your name or your ID. I just want to know what you think. I started to collect this, Colin, from everyone I know, just to
right.
see. And to my stunning amazement, people who've never spoken to each other before, have nothing to do with one another, are sending me in a few predictions that are identical over
wow.
and over and over. I was once told, ask a question to the masses, collect the answers, and the one with the most similar answer, right, will probably be what's going to occur. Well,
uh-oh.
Not even thinking of that when I started this, it seems like I am being given some powerful answers. And I'm
right.
going to print it. I'd love to do a show with you about this in 09, you know, beginning of the year, to go over this, because to my total stunned reaction, you are all telling me a few things that are identical. So please, people, continue to send me your predictions. It could be one sentence. It could be whatever you want to tell me at chrishawley@ymail.com.
You got it in. Good girl. We'll be right back.
Things that go bump in the night. Have you ever had those moments where you know someone is there? Have you ever had those times where you think you see a flash of a person or a shadow? We delve into the inner sanctum of paranormal activities. Paranormal at its best with some of the brightest and the best investigators in North America. Come with us on a journey, possibly an enlightenment.
Coming soon, watch for the listings.
In the Night Zone, we'd like to know what you think. So we open the phone lines each live session, and tonight is no different.
347-324-3287. 347-324-3287.
If you are a registered listener, you can come to our virtual studio by clicking the chat button on the Terror Chat blog talk page and just click on the Talk to Host button.
347-324-3287. Call in now. 347-324-3287.
Welcome, girls and boys, moms and dads, all over the world to the Santa Claus Show, heard worldwide on Blog Talk Radio. Santa is taking calls from girls and boys, and parents, too, from all over the world. If you would like to call in, Santa will be talking to special guests, sometimes discuss the latest toys, and always talking with his very special guests, you girls and boys. You can talk to Santa by calling during the show each week. Wait a minute. What's that noise? I hear sleigh bells, and that means that Santa Claus has arrived. Hello, Santa Claus!
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to you too, Santa. And just come to blogtalkradio.com, and in the search engine, type Santa for Santa's very special show.
Here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to you too, Santa Claus, and it's going to be a Merry Christmas. You know what, Chris? I've been asked in an email about a week ago not to say Merry Christmas, but to say season's greetings, so I do not offend non-Christian believers. Can you believe that?
Well, I have Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, season's greetings, Happy Christmas, everything you can think of, and wish everyone blessings and happiness. And cannot believe that. There is nothing wrong with wishing everyone a Merry Christmas or whatever your holiday may be. I'm all for holidays, and especially Christmas. That's when I get all my presents and my family's love.
Well, it's a very special time of year. You take away the religious holiday, and it's a very special family, or should be a very special family moment, a family time where you can give blessings, even in these difficult times. You know, there are blessings to be given.
Absolutely. It is, the holidays are a time for you to regroup, think about the things you do have, the people you love, and to share that love with them. And even if you're having difficulties with people, never forget, if you love them, you love them. Show it and say it. You can always go back to arguing or fighting, whatever you want to. But to hold on to that love, because that's what seems to be slipping away. We are losing our way and giving over to cold and dark and hatred and bickering and crankiness all the time, and forgetting about the purpose of being alive, which is to experience all you can and enjoy the good things and treasure them. And part of that is the love you feel for your family and your friends. I mean, you
and
know.
What a segue. What a segue. I read a story recently on Endless Journey blog that frankly stopped me in my tracks for a while. And I've invited this person to do a show, and I'm excited about it. But tell me a little bit about this Angel Man story, the angelic wisdom and light, Mr. Alan Wilkes.
He's a wonderful man. And poor Alan had a little motorcycle incident and broke his arm and isn't feeling well, but he'll be up and around again. And if he hadn't had his angels overlooking him, he wouldn't be here with us at all. And he happened to fall when no one was around, and if he had been in a situation where a car was coming or cars were even on the road with him, he would have, you know, perished, but he didn't, and he will be back with us soon. This is a young man that is so wise for his years that I don't know how he got that way, but I have to agree with him. Something is, you know, walking his path with him. He believes we are all born with angels, guardians, helping us and looking over with us, and he has a very extremely wise, thought-out view of it all. He doesn't believe that our angels are there to fix our problems every time we cry and whine and want them to be fixed. He believes they are there to guide us, to keep us strong, to show us the way, but it is our choice. It is God's given, Creator's given, universe's given choice to us to go which way we want, with that free choice. And right. he believes that we've been suffocated with interference with technology and just lost our way due to the media and just being bombarded by the wrong influences in our world and have lost our touch with our spirits and our guides and what we were really here to do on Earth, which is be the best human you can be. He is just wonderful. He makes you feel good after you talk to him, and he gives you that center back that maybe we've all lost, that we should try to do better, and we should not give in to pettiness and jelliness and slack off at work and just be, you know, the least human we can be. Try to be the best human you can be. And when you find that you're lost, you ask your guardian angels, your guides, for help. And he said they will maybe not give you the answer you want, but they will give you the answer and lead you, and if you are open and follow it, you will know what to do. But we have to do the hard work ourselves. They don't just fix it. You don't just open the drawer and $1,000 pops up, you know. Oh, look right. in the mirror and you're absolutely stunning and, you know, that wrinkle disappeared or whatever. You have to do the work yourself. But if you ask them, they will stand with you, they will guide you, they will get you there. You just have to be willing to do the work and be a better human. Because our adventure is, in his belief, to grow as a spirit. And to do that, you have to put in some effort and make these difficult human choices. And we all fall off the horse. We all do bad things. But you can't do it
We're human.
To a degree. Right. You have to understand, I shouldn't have said that, I should have done that, and be big enough to fix it, not do it again, and walk a better road. So he's very inspirational. His book is wonderful, and he is just terrific. When you do get him on the show, get him talking and let him go. Every one of us will feel better for it.
Well, that night I'll just be a guest host wrangler, and we'll try and move him into position and just let him go. I have got Hans in my studio here, and he's got his hand up by his forehead using the letter L. Now, either Hans is a loser or I've forgotten to do something, so I think this is what he's looking for.
All information provided by TerraChat radio program is the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the owner or its agents. Although TerraChat takes all precautions to provide quality information, TerraChat assumes no responsibility or liability for the legitimacy of information provided by guests' opinions or statements.
So we got rid of the liability issue. I think was that what you were looking at, Anne? Yeah, okay. You're not saying that you're a loser. No, gosh, you wouldn't be saying something like that, would you? So anyway, just hang in there, Chris, because I just got something on the wire here that I think is especially important to our internet listeners. And we don't usually do this with a news item. It's non-political, thank goodness. So I'm going to try and bring this up on my system and get this done in one foul swoop. So just bear with me as we head into the final six. And I'm pleased to announce tonight that the Calgary City Police have arrested the man that they say is wanted in Texas for sexual assault of a child. Stephen Andrew Hayes was indicted by a grand jury in Texas in 2005 for drugging and sexually assaulting a 12-year-old girl he met on the internet and fled before answering charges. At 11:30 a.m. Tuesday, a special tactical team arrested Hayes at a Calgary construction site in Calgary, and Hayes was America's most wanted after being on the lam since 2005. This 49-year-old has been living in Calgary since February 2008, apparently. And he got into Canada using some false documents, and he was using an alias, and he even had a fake social insurance number. So, Chris, they got him, and
good.
He's on his way back, and they're going to lay the boots to him and send him home and do exactly what criminals such as that deserve. So that's a good story. I'm really pleased that we could get that one out up on the net. And that just broke, so I'm sure it'll be hitting CNN and Fox News in the next little while, as soon as our Canadian people let go of the story. This angel man, I tell you, at first, you know me, I'm a skeptic, you know that. When I read the story, I thought, you know, angelic wisdom and light. Okay, sounds like a good story, you know. And I read what Alan Wilkes had to say. And I also went and picked up the Angelic Wisdom and Light book from Amazon.com, and I'm about 25, 30 pages in. This is what I got from it already, just from picking up this book. He talks about the laws of balance in this universe, a light and a dark, a right and a wrong, a good and an evil around us, opposite energies that need to be balanced for life to exist. Boy, does this sound so prophetic, don't you think? Don't you think this is, he's onto something here?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And that's why he tells us that personal choice each of us has is so important to maintain the balance, to let your spirit, your soul grow, and to be the best human you can. Don't try to be perfect, because that's impossible. Try to find that balance. And he is wonderful at passing on this message, and I truly believe he is right dead on with what he is saying. We all need to find our balance and work to control it and hold on to it. He also says some very amazing things about what he thinks the origin of angels are, Colin, but I don't think we have time to go into it. But he gives it from everything as God-given, creator-given, to possibly aliens that are trying to get us to be better humans, and all types of interdimensional ideas. He has lots of views of what's going on. The main thing is he knows that it's going on, and it's for our betterment and for us to be the best we can. So he's very interesting, and I think we all need to listen to that show when you do it.
And this young man, Alan Wilkes, he's in the UK right now, is he not? He
yes.
lives in the UK.
Yes.
Okay, well, we will be doing a show. We may have to do it on a real obscure type of time to match his time zone. But if he's anything like Dr. Ian O'Neill that we had from England, Dr. Ian O'Neill was up at 3 o'clock in the morning or something crazy like that, doing the show with me, so hopefully we can get him on and he won't be too sleepy to be able to talk to us, because the man fascinates me. Just the whole idea is fascinating.
My interview with him, he was about 4 o'clock in the morning for him, and he just, you know, was determined to tell me what he had to say in a beautiful, lovely way, and he will stay up all night if that's what it needs for him to do it. So
right.
I don't think that'll be a problem.
Excellent.
And he was a wonderful gift for me during the season. So I hope you will go on my site and read what I wrote, you know, that he did say to me, and let it make you feel good, because he certainly made me feel wonderful.
Great. Chris, it's an hour already. Can you believe it? Hans is waving like crazy because he thinks I'm going over, and I'm not. It's been an absolute pleasure, my dear. Blessings for the season, and blessings on your household, my love.
Oh, the same to you and to everyone out there. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, season's greetings, happy Christmas, merry holidays. Whatever it is, I send my best to you.
And God bless you, and blessings to your household, Chris. We will talk to you again before Christmas, I hope. We've got another couple of shows coming up before Christmas. So you take care of yourself, okay?
See you soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Holley from the Endless Journey blog. If you haven't had the chance to check it out, just type in Google Chris Holley, Endless Journey, or Endless Journey, Chris Holley, and you will get her blog. It's time to get out of here. So, guess what? Hey guys, got a minute? I'm sure we all have friends that are having tough times, either financially or in their marriage or in their general relationships in life. But for the grace of God, go I. Well, I have friends like that. As they look to me for advice, I look to the heavens for some form of divine inspiration so I can please the masses, I guess. And it doesn't always happen. So what I would like to say to you tonight is, if you have friends, embrace them. If you have loved ones, cherish them. If you have acquaintances, respect them. And if you have love, show them. God bless you all. Good night.